Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one is this woman selling her body because she's a paleontologist with a PhD. Soon this will say, I used to be a paleontologist, and now I just do OF. She might have a PhD, but I suspect that she probably doesn't have a father figure in her life, if she looks like that. Also, once again, she proves that women always end up putting themselves and their sexuality in front of things that they photograph, almost like they're competing with them for attention. Up next, Canada's new prime minister promised that we would be first in economic growth, and we're last per capita, worse than South Africa even. And that's a country that doesn't even have a fully functioning power grid. Also, would you look at our projected food bank usage? Based on the current trend, 3/4 of Canadians will be using food banks by the year 2030. Hopefully Carney will get a non-confidence vote while trying to pass the budget and we can vote him out. Number 3, meanwhile in Australia, the fertility rate has fallen to record lows. Thanks to the cost of living, and the country has to rely on importing more Jeets to work at jobs. At this rate, India is going to have more colonies all over the world in the next 50 years. Is the birth rate falling in the land down under from all the man-hating out there calling boys like this one monsters before they've ever even grown up? Moving on, here's what college is like. You just show up to class for attendance, and then you go home and teach yourself. In fact, my professors encouraged us, saying that we had to teach ourselves and be autodidacts. Later, I realized that my professors were mostly just lazy. I went one step further and realized that D is for degree. So I put in the minimal effort required and built my business out of the school's computer labs. My only other option at that point was to drop out. Number 5, many Indians in Canada don't want to live around other Indians. But for some reason they get offended why whites don't actually want to live around Indians at all. Why is that? When I was 5 and 6 years old, I lived in a building with tons of Indians. And I remember how awful the curry smell was. One time I was shamed as a white dude for using toilet paper to wipe my behind. And they said it was more hygienic to use my hand, a hose, and a towel instead. You can't make that up. Up next, the next account called Barefoot and Pregnant says that children slow you down and that might be the point. Actually, kids do anything but slow you down, and you're chasing them around all over the place. But I think this is propaganda from desperate conservatives to convince women to have kids, so they can make more conservative voters. Life is not an idyllic painting. Between work, chores, and taking care of the kids, you can't slow down. Number 7, I think it was Warren Buffett that said that the best investors in the world are really good at doing nothing for long periods of time. So I bought Bitcoin around $15,000 to $20,000 in 2020, and I didn't sell it until mid-2025, patiently waiting for my moments. You make more money by making less trades instead of constantly going in and out of your positions. If you want to buy Bitcoin, wait until it crashes 70 or 80% in the end of 2026. Moving on, it's this nutso again. I didn't realize that she wanted to make sushi from a man's kidney after only one date. I've heard of alpha widows before, but this is ridiculous. And yet thirsty men will still say they can fix her. Many of them would probably be willing to give up one of their kidneys for her too. To be safe these days, a guy has to use a burner phone, a false name, and then take an Uber home so she doesn't have any information to follow you with. Number 9, we used to be a proper civilization. This is what it was like when your parents took you to Sears for pictures back in the 80s. Looks like someone cashed in their Marlboro points. But I say this is fake because the cigarette box has a barcode on it. Here's a picture from the film Bad News Bears with Walter Matthau, drinking a beer while coaching a Little League team. Even if a cop saw this back in the day, he wouldn't have said anything. Up next, Mackenzie Dern attacks the child support system, saying that she's just paying her ex to be a dad. My guess is that this isn't the type of equality women like her want. Women think that misogyny is when women get a taste of equality. She thinks this is shocking. But isn't this exactly like the millions of women out there that are paid child support by men just to be moms? The horror that this one woman feels is just another Tuesday for thousands of dudes. Number 11, speaking of being a proper civilization, here's what the aristocratic elegance of being a 1990s McDonald's manager used to look like. Today's women couldn't even pull this off. That uniform alone would be too expensive because they would have to use twice as much fabric. I also didn't know this, but they used to give their workers white, gold, and diamond jewelry. Go back and see how ordinary people dressed in the 1950s. You'll be absolutely shocked. Moving on, J-Lo has been married 4 times, and says that she's never been loved. Looks like it's all men's fault once again. She's a toxic, angry Latina, and now also a single mother. She knows her options are limited now, and this article is just trying to get some attention for her. This is also one of the reasons why men need to stop marrying and dating women wealthier than they are. Women that have more usually feel entitled to mock and belittle you. Number 13, this Houston woman was detained in Dubai and charged with screaming in public. Just because ladies like this are ruining America doesn't mean that Dubai has to tolerate it. Dubai isn't America. You can't watch corn there, and if you get caught, you go to prison. It's a rich conservative's paradise full of billionaires and multimillionaires. I bet you anything she went there to dig gold. She's probably pissed off because she didn't qualify to be a porta potty girl. Up next, people tell me to stop romanticizing the past, because I was miserable back then too. Maybe, but at least then I didn't have as much physical pain, and there was no threat from AI and inflation. Not to mention the music and movies were a lot better. The girls didn't have tattoos, and I wasn't surrounded by millions of Jeets. I was relaxed and didn't feel like the West was declining. The only good thing about now is, I know how to deal with all these problems. Number 15, Canada's airports want digital IDs for domestic travelers. They failed with their COVID passports, and now they're trying this again. Maybe this is what we really need to help us finally ditch our smartphones, which are just making us dumb. Canadians are dumb and compliant, and will unfortunately go along with this. Then I'll have to drive to Buffalo and fly from there instead. I avoided getting the jab, and I'll avoid this too. Moving on, here's what it's like when your parents were in their 30s in Australia, versus when you were the same age. Now you're competing with people from Ooga Booga Land for million-dollar homes, and they can usually put three of their families into one house. This is the same in Canada. But I have hope because many of us that can actually afford houses aren't buying them now, and keeping our money in AI companies and other assets. So it looks like houses can't get 5 to 10 or even 20% more expensive each year forever. Number 17, why is it that this is the number of mosques in Germany versus the number of churches in Saudi Arabia? They look like they're starting Starbucks franchises or something based on that map. At the very least, if we can give them a Muslim prayer space in the Vatican, then they could at least give us a Christian prayer room at the Kaaba. But most of the Muslims in Germany are fine because they're from Turkey. And most of the DNA in Western Turks is actually Greek. Up next, this Only Fools mom loses a lawsuit against the school district that stopped her from volunteering after they learned about her occupation. Good. But at the same time, they still let PDF files in for Drag Queen Story Hour. If anything, this will probably help her with her OF sales. That's probably why she sued them to begin with. So she's going to win either way. And in the meantime, she's going to get what all women want, which is more attention. Number 19, someone says that either we let fresh blood into Europe from Africa, or it'll become a great museum for the Chinese. Or here's a better idea, we could use AI and robots to do most of the work while we figure out how to solve the fertility crisis using technology. Besides, the Chinese have an even lower fertility rate and don't exist in the future either. The person writing this doesn't know what he or she is saying. Moving on, the CBC or Canadian Broadcasting Corporation is in court trying to keep its subscriber numbers a secret. So tell me your numbers are bad without telling me. At one point in time, my YouTube videos were actually getting more views than the CBC. At this point, I'm guessing that cable access TV channels would actually get more viewers than the CBC as well. They want to keep their numbers a secret because all the advertisers would pull out if no one was watching. Number 21, whenever I look at this picture, all I see are the red and green lines. He's leaning in and she's leaning away. And of course, they're no longer together. She was probably only with him because he had some status from the show. And also, don't forget the claw. She doesn't even want to put her arm around him. Not to mention that she's also not smiling with her eyes the way that Mr. Beast does. Up next, here's a question for all of you playing games back in 1999 to 2009. What's the most memorable computer game for you? For me, it would have to be Dune 2. I played that thousands of times, as well as Warcraft 2 and the Command & Conquer series. Other memorable games included Doom, Starcraft, SimCity, Lemmings, and Duke Nukem. It was a golden age in gaming because most of the concepts were brand new and original. Number 23, someone says, you won't eat an elephant, so why would you eat a cow? That's a pretty bold statement from PETA to assume that I wouldn't eat an elephant. I would if they weren't endangered. There are only around 30 to 50,000 elephants left in the wild. If there were hundreds of millions of them, then it would be barbecue season. I rarely eat beef these days because it's inflammatory. Soon we'll bring back the mammoth and hunting season is going to be historic again. Moving on, a new poll suggests that if the election were held today in Canada, that the Conservative Party would have a majority. We might be going to the polls in only a month or two, if the budget doesn't pass. Otherwise, another election is 3+ years away. In the meantime, we have to watch Canada collapse. Trump also doesn't like Pierre, the Canadian Conservative leader. Of course not, as Pierre is going to export Canada's oil and resources to Europe and Asia, and he's going to strengthen Canada instead. Number 25 on the last one is Nico, and she says this is what she looked like in the 9th grade versus today. She went from looking cute to looking like she would be in a woke Mad Max movie. This is yet more photographic evidence of the woke mind virus. How much you want to bet she didn't look like that before college? It's either college, or she didn't have a father figure in her life. One or the other. I think this is the closest you can come to being trans without actually becoming it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.